the story of the big bad brother. We have learned already of the younger son who was restored to the family with full acceptance, great joy. There was merriment in the home. But the big brother, who counted himself the good brother because he had done none of the foolish things that his younger brother had done, he was out in the field working. He was a hard-working young man. And he had done this all his life, and he had never gone off on such a trip of foolishness that his young brother had done. Now in the evening when he returned from the field and he came near the farmhouse, he began to hear the music and the merriment that was going on. And he drew one of the servants aside and asked, "What's going on? What's happening in our home today?" And the servant told him the good news: "Your brother has returned. And your father is so happy. He has called for a ring, for shoes for his feet, for a fatted calf, a robe, and a merriment to be made. And this is the singing and the rejoicing that's going on." And the brother's countenance fell. "I'm not going in. I'm having none of this. That young brother of mine, he just spoiled everything. He blew our family name and shame. And how dare him come back? And how dare my father accept him and make this great fuss and joy over such a foolish brother?" Now, I never used the word brother. To him, he wasn't his brother anymore. He had rejected him. And so his father came out, and he began to talk with the older brother. And he said to him, "Son, it was good and right that we should receive your son home because he was lost and now he's found. I thought I'd never see him again, but he has returned. And we have accepted him, and this is a reason for great joy." But the older brother was very upset at the joy. There was no joy in his heart. There was no spirit of acceptance, but rather he huffed and puffed and lamented, and he complained to his father. And he talked about all the good that he had done all of these years, all of his life. You see, he had a Pharisee's heart. And you know what the Pharisees think? "As far as I can see, there's nothing wrong with me." And this older brother thought he was good from head to toe. But the brother, he was spoiled and unacceptable to him. He claimed that he had never offended or done anything wrong to his father. And he claimed, "You've never made merriment for me. You've made a fatted calf for my brother, but you've never even had a little kid that you might make joy and rejoicing over me." And his father reasoned with him. He said, "But you know that you're my son. You know that we have always accepted you and loved you." And the son went on to complain, "But you made no party for me and for my friends." And there he made a slip, because he wasn't interested in having fellowship with his father or with his family. It was with his friends. You see, while this younger brother was lost afar off, the older brother was lost at home. Out in the field as he was working, there was no joy in him. When he returned home, he wouldn't enter in. And he was angry. The Bible says he was angry at his father. Angry because his father was so good, that his father was so loving and accepting to receive the younger son home. And then he dug up the very worst sins he could against his brother. He rehashed the very ugliest sins of his brother in the far country, all to point out the sin and shame of his ways. But the father softly reasoned with him that it was right, because he was glad that his brother, who was lost and is now found, it was proper to make rejoicing. You see, the Father is like our Heavenly Father. And just as the Lord Jesus received sinners and eateth with them, our Heavenly Father is full of mercy. He pardons. He forgives those who return in repentance, and he restores them to the full. And so this story is really a story of our Heavenly Father. And if you have repented of your sins and turned to the Lord, you're totally forgiven. All your sins are forgotten as far as the east is from the west. Under the blood of Jesus, God does not see your sin. They're gone. And God sees his Son in you if you've repented and pleaded the cleansing of Jesus' precious blood. Now, did that older brother ever go in? Did he change his mind? Well, the Bible doesn't tell us that. And the story ends right there, because you and I have to finish the story. We have to choose whether we have a heart like a Pharisee, like the older brother, or whether we rejoice that our Heavenly Father forgives sin and sinners and accepts them. And your attitude to the fallen and the restored is very much a thermometer of your heart. It tells you what's in your heart. Do you forgive? Do you forgive those who ask your forgiveness? Do you, like the Lord, pray for your enemies and those who hurt and offend you? That's the Christian's heart. That's the new heart. That's the Father's heart. But if we harbor grudges and will not forgive, then we have a Pharisee's heart. Now, this is very relevant on a communion Sunday, because we are taught in the Bible that if we have aught against our brother, we are to leave the gift and go be reconciled to our brother. Don't try to worship God with a Pharisee's heart and attitude. Don't try to stand up on your hind legs and say, I am good, he is all wrong, therefore I don't show any mercy. How can you worship the God of all grace, the God of all mercy, while you don't show mercy? That's the great lesson that we have in this wonderful story of the big bad brother who thought he was good, but in God's eyes, he was full of sin and he was lost. And I just wonder, did he ever go in?